Good morning, this is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977, or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station working to make this happen. John, how are you doing?
Keeping busy.
You are, huh?
Good? Yeah.
More baseball?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's that time of year again for sure. Baseball and home selling.
Yes.
That's the weather we like right now for sure. And we've got back with us. We gave him a week off. We said we should not do that, but he looks recharged. We have Mr. Tom Coyne, our resident in-house lending expert from Umpqua Bank. Tom, how are you?
You know, I'm doing fantastic. I appreciate you giving me last week off. We were down in Arizona for a little leadership summit for Umpqua. It was great to connect with all the peers that, you know, I email and talk to all the time, but we don't necessarily get to meet face-to-face often. So that was last weekend. It was a great time and glad to be back.
Good. And did you shake the guy's right hand when I need an exception on a loan being processed and you can make that happen?
Yeah, you make sure you go to those head underwriters and introduce yourself. Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate you doing what's necessary to get it done over there. Well, we always like to start off with our crazy celebrity real estate house story. This week we have, just in case you wanted to run out and spend $54 million, we have Donald Trump's former Long Island estate in Greenwich, Connecticut, back on the market. So he basically owned his own peninsula, surrounded by water on three sides. And this house is now, before it was 15,000 square feet. And it looks like they said that Ivana Trump won the property in the divorce. That was a pretty good windfall for Tom over there.
Yeah.
He actually picked that up.
That is a win.
She sold it a couple years ago, and the new owners, it undisclosed, doesn't say who, according to Zillow, added a 4,000-square-foot guest house with indoor pool. I'd take that as the normal house.
Yeah, that's like the normal house,
this market.
Yeah.
So that place is 19,000 square feet, $54 million. Just for fun, I did a little MLS research and said, how close could I come to a 19,000-square-foot house here, and what did it recently sell for? And that number was $1.1 million as opposed to
$54 million.
So just so you can kind of see there. The other thing we always like to do is hit up a quick local real estate news story. And this week, Richland City Council approved a land sale on George Washington Way there. A lot of people have called it the big hole as you drive down G Way right into Richland.
Mm-hmm.
And there used to be the Crest Museum over there.
Mm.
So they've been trying to get somebody to develop that and buy that. According to the Tri-City Herald, that the city council voted to approve that sale to the owner of software company in town, and yet, and they are looking at developing that into retail and office space. Potentially, they also have talked about wanting to mirror a public market, like a scaled-down type of Pike's Place, or recently, I don't know if you've been up to Wenatchee, but there is a public market that they did in Wenatchee, a small scale, and it is fantastic. If you get up to Wenatchee, check it out. They've got three or four restaurants in it, wine bars in it, some shops. I mean, it has a really cool feel for a smaller town like that. So nice to see Richland getting rid of that piece and doing some development over there.
Yeah, I like hearing that.
So one of the things since the Holman Garden Show we've been talking about is we've been talking a lot about new construction. We've been talking about the builders that we work with, what's available in new construction, and how in the spring market, because there's a lot of people out looking, right? The weather's good. You're trying to decide if you're going to make a move in the next month or two, be settled for the summer. And so one of the things we wanted to do is get our builder in here that we work with. And so in the studio with us, he did not want to come. I forced him to. We have Bruce Tannen with Septon Holman. Just kidding. Bruce, how are you?
Pretty good. You?
Good. Thanks for coming in and talking to us. We've been working together for years now, and I just love when we can get somebody like you off the job site in the studio to give us a little picture of what you guys do. And you've built, I mean, hundreds of houses here. So tell me first a little bit before we get into some of your projects and inventory. Tell me about your background. How long in the business?
Well, I started building in 1993, so about 22 years.
Yeah, that's a ways for sure. Okay, and then how did you decide to become a builder? What, I mean, you wake up one day on the wrong side of the bed, what happened?
No, our dad was a builder, and we grew up around it, and it's just something I've always liked to do. So
That totally happens, that family business. Now I'm scratching my head thinking I've always had my kids in the office on the weekends when we're writing contracts.
I wonder what they're going to do when they grow up.
Maybe trading. So I totally get the family business for sure. So one of the things I always like to do is talk a little bit about, like, big projects that people have done. And there might be a lot of listeners that live in a septic house or a tandem house that you built. So, Bruce, you were able to be part of a big project in Creekstone. And, I mean, you built a lot of those homes in Creekstone. Tell me a little bit about the size of that project and what you did there.
Well, Creekstone was 638 lots, and we did close to about almost two-thirds of the
Wow. Wow. So if you're over in that part of town, there's a good chance one of the listeners, they live in one of your homes.
There's a good chance. Yeah.
That is fantastic. And that's a lot, like, I mean, with that. And one of the things that I always have liked about your house, how your houses and what you do is we get a personal touch that we don't get with a lot of people. So many times I come to you and I say, hey, we need to change this or tweak this. And you really, from the beginning, are involved in that drawing process. How did that happen?
Well, I've always drawn my own plans until recently, the Brandingham
plan. Right, the Brandingham plan. Yes, exactly.
And I just always enjoyed doing it. So
yeah, and that's what I love about it, because a lot of times you go through and you're like, hey, can we make a change to this mudroom or that? And it's, you know, you're sending it to 20 places to get that change. When I send that to you, I usually get it back the next day. I mean, because you have the ability to do that, I assume, just on your own with what you've done, right?
Right.
And those changes are, that's what's really key and can make a big difference, is when we can make a little bit of changes like that for sure.
Well, and that likely only comes with experience and with how many houses you've built.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, one of the things, too, we always get our take on, and we talk about it a lot, you and I, but Bruce, what do you think from the building standpoint in your industry, as you look ahead to consumers and stuff, what are some of the challenges that that you think as a builder you're facing the next couple of years?
I would say mainly financing and lots, you know, finding enough land to build on.
Absolutely. Isn't that I'm laughing because Tom knows he's been working on some lot programs. We have, too, is getting enough development out in front of you, especially here we're talking at a time point where we have the lowest inventory, you know, in the last couple of years, and having access to that and being able to get those developments online can make a huge, huge difference. One of the things, too, that we're going to get into and talk a lot about is what we're doing in some of our developments. So before the break, let's talk quickly about, we have gone into Brantingham Heights, and this is off of Keene Road in South Richland, and we have some lots up there that Bruce is building on and Septon Homes is building on, and it's really unique for that area. And that's, if you don't know, that's South Richland, that's right off of Keene, that is where the new elementary school is going into, and we are just right around the corner from that. But talk to me about the style of houses that you're doing there. Bruce, you have a house right on the corner of Riley and Melissa up there, and there's just some unique aspects to how this house was designed. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, this wasn't a house I designed, but we met a designer out of Seattle, and we're buying the plans directly from him, but it's got like a Seattle look to it.
Yeah, and what I love about it, too, is it's got, you put a little bit of that real clean, modern look into that entryway. So you have a very detail-orientated outside. But when you did these windows in the staircase, I mean, they were almost floor-to-ceiling in a staircase. And I love how that turned out and that looked. Another thing, too, talk to me about countertops in there. What are those?
The countertops are all quartz.
And that design, I don't know where you found that.
It's a new design that we saw down at the Las Vegas Builder Show.
Okay, so. Gotcha. And they're incredible. So that's what I like about what they do, too, is... So you're going to these builder and trade shows, and what's that environment like? What do you see and learn and bring back from those shows?
Well, you see all the new products and the colors, and the one this year was huge. I mean, it took us 2 days to walk it.
Wow. Right, exactly. Wow. That's great. I mean, when you came back from that and I saw these countertops and what went in there, I was like, okay, this is some stuff we haven't seen here in Tri-Cities and that we're starting to see. And so I couldn't speak more volumes to that. We have that specific house on Riley. It's 1818 Riley. And we have that open today, 1 to 4, and tomorrow, 1 to 4, and for the next month. I mean, it's probably going to be sold after this weekend, but we'll hold it open so you can still get in there and see it. But stop by and see us at that open house. See these countertops. See some of these design changes that we're bringing in with some new designers. And we would love to meet you out there and look at that. We're coming up on our first break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Bruce Tannen in Receptive Homes more about White Bluff, some fantastic property that he's building, South Richland, West Richland, right out there. We're going to go over that inventory a little bit more, and we're going to figure out a little bit more about the money so, Tom, you can give us the money to go buy these wonderful houses.
That's right. We'll be right back on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been here talking about new construction, talking about some inventory that we have out there. We have a special guest with us in the studio, Septon Homes, the builder and owner of that, Bruce Tannen. So, Bruce, thanks again for being here and chatting to us. We know you prefer to be out on a building site, but we love to get you in here and talk about your homes. Before we get back to some of that inventory, Tom, talk to us about what's going on with lending.
You know, when people are getting ready to build a house, I think one of their biggest concerns that we hear over and over again from a financing perspective is the rate lock and the uncertainty of what our interest rate is going to be at the time the home is completed in, say, 6 months. So I want to talk today about rate locks, what are they, how they work, and then give you a little bit from a lender's perspective to give you some reasoning on why they're set up and structured the way they are. Now, a rate lock or a rate commitment is a lender's promise to hold a certain interest rate and a certain number of points for you through a specified period of time while your application is getting processed. So when Lance gives me a contract, that's generally 30 days, so that would be that application process there. Now, this prevents you from going through the entire application process and then getting to the end and finding out the interest rate has gone up and now you have a higher payment than what you're expecting. Now, if someone is right at the top of what they can qualify for and then rates go up too much, they'll find themselves in a situation of not only having a higher payment than what was expected, but maybe they potentially don't qualify for that loan anymore if their debt to income has risen too much as a result of that. So rate locks are very important, and it gives the client a nice, secure idea of what can they expect for their loan when that home is completed or when closing comes.
And we had that happen once or twice last year where we were floating and through a construction process. And, yeah, sometimes you can be that close where if that rate goes up, you know, a quarter, half point, then the client doesn't qualify anymore.
Now, if they would have been with Tom at Umpqua, they would have got the six-month rate lock program that we have, and then we eliminate that risk.
Absolutely. I like that a lot. That's great.
So the question I hear all the time, what are interest rates going to do? Now, with how volatile and unpredictable the market is, it's nearly impossible to predict with 100% certainty what interest rates are going to be doing. So all I do is I look at the past, and I compare it to where we are now. Now, interest rates are currently about 0.25% higher than all-time lows. So for people who are in the market right now, it's an amazing time to buy and lock an interest rate. Now, could interest rates go down? Sure. However, there's, in my opinion, a lot more room for them to go up. Now, when a client locks, I always recommend they make sure they're happy with their interest rate, because there's no moving in once they're locked. They can't go up or down. Rate locks, I explain like this. They're a two-way relationship. If interest rates go up, the lender's not going to take your money and give it to the next guy at a higher rate. And if interest rates go down, you say, I'm still happy with this interest rate. Now, mortgage rate locks are really a bank's gamble, and this is because the bank is promising you an interest rate today for a loan that's not going to be delivered for some amount of time, generally 30 to 45 days on a purchase contract. So the more days that are in between the day we lock you in and the day we close and actually deliver that loan, there's a greater chance that rates can fluctuate and the bank has guessed wrong. Now, this is the reason that lenders always charge more for extended locks, because they're exposing themselves to all these additional layers of risk. Now, for a lender, if they lock a client and the market improves, meaning that rates get better at the time of closing, the bank wins, because they're going to deliver that loan at a higher interest rate than what the current market rate is. Now, in that situation, the downside is they find themselves potentially losing a client who would maybe be willing to jump ship and go to another lender at current market rates. Now, if a lender locks a rate and then the market worsens, so rates get worse at the time of delivery of that loan and time of closing, the lenders lose more money, because now we're delivering a mortgage at a lower interest rate than what the current market rate is. So rate locks are almost kind of a lose-lose situation for lenders, unless the market stays exactly the same as when they lock that interest rate in. Now, for a client, if you want to get the best rate lock possible, just do a couple things. Try to have as high a credit score as you can. We've talked a lot about ways to improve your credit, and have a down payment. Rate lock's a really complicated thing, but if you want to go through your options or even talk about that 6-month rate lock option, if you're thinking about building a house, feel free to give me a call. I'll be happy to help.
No, and I love that option. I mean, that's a long time for you guys to be out there with that rate lock option. I mean, 6 months is a long time.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And the greater that time, the higher the risk. So that's why lenders, they do charge more for extended locks, but it reduces that insecurity that clients have on not knowing what their interest rate's going to be.
Tom, thanks for that information. That helps a lot with what we're talking about today, because one of the things we have the ability to do with Bruce and Septon Homes is, you know, we have those lots in Brantingham Heights. We have those lots available in White Bluffs. And as we can sit down with you, and if there's not existing inventory right now that's perfect for you, we can put together a pre-sale package for you where we go ahead and we have the lots, and Bruce has bought those, and we've set down exactly what you need, and then we're delivering that product to you in the next 4 to 6 months. And so we'd love to do that for clients, because then they get a chance to pick what colors they want. You know, it's almost like, you know, a semi-custom. I mean, we have some floor plans that work really good, but you get to pick your colors, and you get to pick your carpet, and you get to help pick your cabinets. And so we can do that very, very affordably with what we have going on. Number two thing that I really wanted to get out there and talk about is what we have happening in the White Bluff subdivision in South Richland. So this is right off of Dallas Road out there. So you take Keene all the way to Bombing Range, you turn left and the roundabout there, and that takes you right to Dallas Road. So very, very close. I mean, literally, I think it's 4 minutes from the Home Depot out there, Bob's Burgers. They just opened Hop Jacks. You've got everything very close by to you, and very popular, because a lot of people like to use that Queensgate interchange to commute right on the freeway, 5 minutes away. So we have talked about, and a couple months ago, Bruce said, you know what, let's go into White Bluffs. Let's go out there to South Richland, and let's build some smaller homes that can get people into that area of town for around $250,000. Because nobody's doing that out there. When you say, hey, I want to live in, you know, South Richland, the border of West Richland, very, very hard to get in at that price point. So, for instance, we have, and this is one of my favorites, we have a house out there in the White Bluff subdivision. It's right on the corner of Chinook and Callis Drive. And this is 1,600 square foot Rambler, but it's got a 3-car garage attached with it, fully fenced yard, all the landscaping, all the fencing is
wow.
in, granite countertops, hardwood floors, a covered rear patio, and we're in that right now at $249,900.
Hmm.
Okay, and so when we talked to Tom about, Tom just said over there in his last segment that rates are basically only a quarter point above all-time lows. So let's see, I'm going to put you in South Richland, I'm going to put you in a house you can afford, and you're going to have an interest rate that is almost an all-time low. I'm missing something here, right? Okay, now, this is a great, great time to be doing this. And so one of the things, too, that I like about having Bruce here is, Bruce, you've built a ton of quality into that price point. I mean, you're on the job site every day. Talk to me about those houses out there. And I know you didn't cut any corners on these houses.
No, and, you know, our standards are fairly high, and they've always been high, but...
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe when you said to me, Lance, let's do a spec and let's put granite and hardwood in it in a three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler, and we're going to come in at that price point. I mean, that is absolutely fantastic. Now fencing and stuff, now you guys have done that also, too, right?
In White Bluffs we have, right?
Yeah, and so you put that in, and I just love how you guys have built that in and really kind of set the standards out there. And that's not all that we have out there. So we have two more 1742 square foot. So for some people, even though I am promising you that house on Chinook is the favorite, McKay, you show up out there, the corner, that price point. If you need a little more space, though, they've gone in and we've done 1742 square feet, three bedroom, two baths, same standards, covered patios, fully fenced, and we're at 264.9 on those. So if you needed, you know, another 100 and, you know, another 150 square feet for $14,000, and we're looking at payments on that right now, I mean, for another, you know, $60 a month, rough math in my head, you're getting that extra square footage. So I really, really like what we've done out there and how that has come about. Now, Bruce, you're around this weekend. If somebody wanted to, say, meet the builder or go out there to White Bluffs and meet you, are you around this weekend?
Yeah, I'll be around at I'll plan on being at White Bluffs this weekend.
Okay, that's fantastic. And that's another thing that I love about it, too, is we have these open houses. We have Saturday, Sunday, and we come across this, and I just dial up Bruce on his phone and say, hey, can we make some changes to this room? Can you meet with the clients? And I think we did that, two or three times this week? And walked,
at least.
And walked,
three times.
Yeah, and walked lots of clients. So these are going super fast, and so we definitely would love to show those to you. You can find all of this at kenmoreteam.com. You can go to our website and find those pictures. You can also call my cell phone, 727-8977. We'd love to show you any of these new construction options. You don't have many options right now. We're in a very unique spot where we've had these finishes, I believe, the exact right time for you to take a look at those. Tom, how can people get a hold of you?
Feel free to go to my website anytime, tomcoinhomeloans.com, or call at the office, 783-7300.
Perfect. And Bruce, once again, thanks for being on the show, and thanks for continuing to build quality homes in the Tri-Cities. And I will, next time, I will definitely, we'll try to get your brother in here, too. And I don't just flat out refuse. He's like, no, you sell that lamp. So once again, we'll be right back here next Saturday. And that is today, White Bluffs, Cowlitz, Dallas Road, open 1 to 4. Tomorrow, 1 to 4. And also Riley and Melissa in South Richland. And then, so we'll be out there. Swing by and visit us. And thanks for listening.
And until next week, we'll be back with a Tri-Cities Real Estate Update on News Talk 870. In the middle of a dream.